What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
So we're going to do our weekly segment with Sean Michael Lyle, but I must point something out to you from the newscast there, John Hancock.
Yeah, buddy.
We had a news story about how crime is on the rise in downtown St. Louis. They had 17 cars broken in.
Yeah.
They talked to the head of the city's chamber who says they're doing the best they can with the resources that they have. As it relates to policing. The next story was about the abundance of money we have coming from the federal government, and we don't know where to spend it. They're looking for input on where they can spend it, including potentially a universal income. Contradicting stories.
Yeah, and the mayor's talked about a crime prevention committee. We have one of those. It's called the police department.
There you go.
And, you know, they put the money there.
It's just mind-blowing.
But we're not gonna force our journalist friend here to weigh in on opinion topics because he's a journalist. So
that's right.
That would
but
be
unfair. We've got to talk some weighty stuff with him because he was very informative to us in the off time there.
So what we've learned so far in our weekly visits with Sean Michael Lyle is he's a Renaissance man. He's a man that's lived.
Is that another word for old?
No.
Okay,
no,
I'll take that.
I'm old, but you've lived all around.
You're a prehistoric man.
Hollywood. You've been in.
I'm from Silicon Valley originally.
Yeah, so. I mean, he's like Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah,
that was actually a Hank Snow song. It was a great version. That was better than the Johnny Cash.
He wrote it. Hank Snow. Did?
Hank Snow had the first hit of it, like 1966 or something like that.
Because Sean Michael Lyle, in case you're just joining us for the first time,
it's not an iPod, but I have it on my
playlist.
Yeah, I have it. Hank Snow's original. I've been everywhere.
You were kind enough to inform Hancock and Kelly what Egg Foo Young
Yeah, Egg Foo Young. Because you were saying egg rolls have no eggs. And that's generally true. By the way, the other thing, cabbage and bean sprouts.
Those things are.
The little worms. Yeah.
Okay.
The little worms
but
are bean sprouts.
Is it always pork? It said in the article.
It's usually pork, sometimes chicken, sometimes shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. The shrimp egg rolls, my wife likes it. I'm not so much into that, but sometimes shrimp. But Egg Foo Young is the best way to describe it is an omelet, Chinese omelet with gravy on it.
So is it a base of an egg?
Yes.
Oh, so there is an egg in egg for the young.
Yeah, okay. it's
so
egg.
You get the egg going out there like an omelet.
Yeah, and then you can put pork typically or the other things in a basically the same things
it's
that you would put in
an egg roll
with egg.
Yeah, wow.
Now here's a really interesting thing, and that is you take egg foo young.
Yeah.
You put it on white bread with some mayonnaise.
Okay.
And then you put the gravy on it, and you make a sandwich out of it. It is called a St. Paul sandwich, and you know where that's a thing?
St. Paul.
St. Louis, Missouri.
No.
Yes. It is only a thing in St. Louis.
So you got
go to a Chinese food restaurant and say, I want a St. Paul sandwich. You go to the Red Door right here downtown.
Yes.
They make a great St. Paul sandwich.
So wait a minute.
What do you mean by gravy?
It's, well, the egg roll. I mean,
brown gravy.
Brown gravy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you got your bunny bread out there.
Yeah.
And you throw a piece of bunny bread.
A little thicker
down.
Than bunny bread, but basically the same.
And then
almost Texas toast.
You get the egg foo young, you throw it on top of the bunny bread.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw a little of the gravy on top of that.
You have to put mayonnaise on the bread first.
Oh, you put a little Duke's on there. And then the egg foo young on top of the bunny bread on top of the Duke's. Mm-hmm. And then a little brown gravy.
A little of the brown gravy.
And then bam, you put another bread piece on top.
And that's called a St. Paul sandwich, and it is a specialty of Chinese restaurants
in St.
Louis.
You know what would be good on that thing? It's some lettuce. If you put a little lettuce on there, I think it would be good.
I don't think they do. I've only had a few of them.
Yeah.
But
how do you know that's specific to St. Louis?
He's a newsman. He knows everything. I mean, the guy's amazing.
Well, because I'm not from here, so before I came here, I know. Chinatown in San Francisco, they would have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
If you ask for a St. Paul, they say we're not Catholic.
Well, you don't see a lot of Chinese Catholics running around out there, and so you think the St. Paul sandwich would be, that's...
I don't know where the name comes from.
Huh.
Well, the name egg roll.
From St. Paul.
Like, the name egg roll actually is from an old Chinese word that means egg roll, but it probably came from the shape of what then was the roll.
Wow. Huh.
But nobody really knows.
Amazing, this guy. Amazing.
Did you do anything fun this weekend out in St. Louis?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, on Friday, because I had worked, put it this way, Marie Aquina, who owns a 16-piece band, she was doing a show on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I worked for her. So no, I did not. I worked for her. So I had Friday off, and since I had Friday off, we did a couple of things that I prefer to do on a weekday. I went to the zoo.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Favorite animal?
What's that?
Favorite animal?
Well, you know, the zoo, it's a great zoo.
It is.
It's not quite the San Diego Zoo.
No, but it's up there.
In the Bay Area, San Francisco Zoo is quite comparable. It's a really nice. The penguin house is really fun.
Love those guys.
Because you get to be so close to them.
Yeah.
Don't give them their space. Do not, you know, touch them or anything.
Don't mess with the penguin.
Yeah, but that was great. And then we had us, went to the baseball game.
Wow. Wow. What
and
a day.
That was great because the Budweiser, Clydesdales.
They were at the game.
The Clydesdales were at the game, and then they handed out all the gold gloves before the game, and we were sitting behind home plate.
Five of them.
Yeah, well, five of them and a platinum.
Right.
Glove. Nobody's ever done that before. I mean, nobody's had anything.
In the history of baseball.
Yeah, and gee, guess where the gold gloves are from?
Where?
St. Louis.
Is that right?
That's where Rawlings is.
Yeah, right.
Clayton, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a local award if you want to really be honest about it. But anyway, they had that, and it was we saw, being from the Bay Area, our team is the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, so we're playing them after the Royals.
Yeah, I know, in San Francisco, and then they'll be here. But we got to see our old friend Madison Bumgarner pitch, and he won.
He did.
Yeah, so he pitched really well.
He did.
Beat
Waino.
Yeah, and that was a great night. And then the following night, we had these storms coming in, and we sat there on our balcony watching the storms all across Illinois. I've actually got video of it, but it's going constantly.
Oh, it was a crazy storm. I drove through that.
Yeah, we sat there watching these storms, and the lightning was gorgeous for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. So, yes, those were very local things that we did.
Have you been to Peck Bell Park there?
Many times.
That's a beautiful park, isn't it?
I was at it for all of the things that it was called. Well, here's the thing. If you ever go to Peck Bell Park or whatever it's called these days, it's not Oracle, is it? No. Anyway, whatever they call it these days, what you want to do is buy the cheapest tickets are the best ones, and that is down the right field line in the upper deck,
way up,
as at the very end.
Yeah, because you're right there at the
splash.
At the top.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's that, but the view from there is tremendous. If you're down inside and you sit, you get good seats down inside. It just looks like an ordinary ballpark.
Okay. Mm.
There's nothing special about it at all, other than the arches out in right field. The really cool thing was the first time I ever went there, we actually didn't go to the game. We were there for something else. We were walking by, and those arches off in the right field wall, they will let you go in there and watch three innings.
Oh, nice.
For free.
Nice. Huh.
And then they move you out and bring the next
group
in.
The next group in.
Yeah. But the first time we ever got to see it, it was for free. For three innings.
Wow.
And Justin Upton made a spectacular catch right in front of us, and we got to say, way to go, Justin.
Sean, Michael, I did something in San Francisco. Boy, this is going to aggravate me, but I'm going to describe it to you because it was famous. I went to a very small, like almost theater-like, where they had like a show, and it was like a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun, and it's very famous.
A variety show?
Yeah, it's felt like a variety show.
Well, you're talking to an actor here.
Well, no, I understand, but this is in San Francisco. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
I'll come back next week with the name of it, because I bet you've been there.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things, so many things in San Francisco.
They got a theater area there?
I've never been, other than a movie theater, I've never been to theaters in San Francisco. Huh. Circle Star Theater is out there.
You performed in theatric
productions. Yeah, I performed in theater, but never in San Francisco.
What was your best role?
My best role?
Yeah, your favorite, most favorite role.
Well, my favorite was, I think I'd mentioned this before, Reginald Rose's Dino, because I was the star of the school play, and I got to kiss a girl that I just thought was the most beautiful thing.
Hey, now.
How'd that work out? I mean, pretty good.
The kiss?
Yeah.
Well, the director kept saying, okay, now, kids, you're nervous. You've never kissed before. You're nervous. Don't lip lock like
how
that.
How many nights did this go on?
I don't remember.
Yeah, probably two nights in a matinee.
I don't remember the difference between when it really happened and it happening in my imagination.
Well, I mean, you also had rehearsal.
Sean.
Well, that was one of the things that I said, you know, the director, she says, we're not doing very well with this. We should practice.
How'd that go over?
Yeah.
We didn't get around to it.
That's Sean Michael
Lyle. And that's why I'm married to somebody else entirely.
There you go.
You know, a lot of people marry their co-stars in Hollywood.
But just for a few days.
Yeah, they don't last.
Yeah, they call it married. We call it dating.
Yeah, so that's Sean Michael Lyle. We love his weekly visits. When we come back, Michael.
What's trending?
Braxton Payne. That's next on KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Every week at this time on the Hancock and Kelly Late Night Show, we go to the celebrity guest line. We're joined by Braxton Payne. Braxton, welcome back to KMOX.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all?
So nice to have you with us, Braxton.
You know, John, I haven't officially got to congratulate you on becoming a grandfather.
Well, thank you.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, it happens to, you know, if you live long enough.
Yeah, well, I was thinking the other day, if I had a grandchild, what would be the one thing I'd want to do with them? And I think the one thing that I would want to do, it would be to go to the first baseball game with them. And I think that would be a perfect thing for you guys to do.
Totally. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going. When my kids were little, we would go downstairs after dinner and we'd get the trains out and we'd have this elaborate, you know, all the trains had personalities and we'd talk. And they're just a ton of stuff. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Good. So we have some things that are trending tonight. You know, obviously outside of any political news that broke from the Supreme Court today, but we have three, I think, much lighter topics. We got Mother's Day and also / Wife Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
What? Qantas Airlines and then hockey playoffs, 8:30 games.
Yeah.
So I know about this Qantas Airlines. Let's start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Qantas Airlines is like a huge airline. They're based in Australia. They're kind of like our American Airlines in Australia. They announced that they are going to do a nonstop flight, which will be the longest in the world, from Sydney, Australia to London. And they're going to do that several times a week starting in 2023, I believe.
And it's 19 hours in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's 19, and yeah, it's a little over 19 hours. What I think is interesting is what the setup that they have going on. So they're going to have, obviously, you have your economy seats, you know, you have your first class, you have your business class, but they're going to have wellness areas on the flight where you're able to get up, stretch, do, you know, all that types of things on those long flights, you know, to keep your circulation going. But they're also going to have like a little snack bar, a little drink bar open to all guests, no matter of if you're economy, first class, or business class.
So here's what I don't understand. So you got Qantas Airlines.
Uh-huh.
Starts with a Q.
Q.
There's no U in Qantas Airlines. How can you start a word with a Q and not have a U in the
this
title?
This is coming from the man whose party's been taken over by Q.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Qantas. Right?
Right?
Qua.
Qantas.
There's no U in Qantas. It's Qantas. This is a fundamentally flawed spelling of the word Qantas.
So, excellent point. I'm with you on that. But let's go back to the flight. 19 hours in the air. They're going to have these stretch out areas. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the worry is like, I don't know what I'm saying, but blood clots can form in your legs and stuff for being that high in the air for that long. And so they have to accommodate for that.
Yeah, so I've been on Air New Zealand and Air Qantas flights when I went to Australia, and I went from Dallas to Sydney, which is a 13.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
And so what they do is, you know, when they do the, you know, how to buckle your seatbelts little video and all that spiel and where the emergency exits are, then once you kind of take off, like right during before dinner service, they actually have a video on like how to stretch and what you should do and how often you should do it on those long flights. So they encourage you to get up. They encourage you to go stand in like these, you know, the exit row aisles by like, you know, because it's a huge flight. You know, there's four seats, five seats, and then four seats. So they encourage you to walk up and down the aisle. So you'll still see people that will actually get up, stretch. You know, a lot of times on these flights, they'll, you know, provide you with some socks, some compression socks as well. Wow. So, you know, you don't get those types of blood clots. Because what happens is your ankles do swell up. And, I mean, especially like, you know, the best part about it is you can walk the whole plane. They don't like, you know, you can't not just walk in business class or first class.
How about these poor flight attendants? 19 hours straight on duty with a bunch of idiots who don't want to wear their masks? Can you imagine? I get irritated after 4 hours on an airplane. I want out of there.
Yeah, so when I've done it, so they have on the 13 and a half hour flight, they actually have three rotations of flight attendants. So what happens is they go underneath. So what happens, like, there's like actual like little like door that goes downstairs, and they each have these little cots and these bunks that allow them to sleep. So for like a 13 hour flight, they get like a 5 or 6 hour break. On these types of flights, they'll get a full 8 hour break on the flights where they can go down, sleep, and rotate through. So it's actually not just, you know, those five flight attendants. You'll get all the different flight attendants. But I would love
What does a flight to Sydney cost? Any idea?
So the ones from London to Sydney are the economy class is going to start around $1,300.
Not bad.
And then the first class is usually around $8,000 to $10,000.
Ooh, bad.
But the first class, I was looking at that. So you get your own little room, and you get in a reclining chair, like an actual chair, and then you have a bed next to the chair and a full flat screen television.
Dang.
Your full little mini bar. You have a little snack bar all inside, and the room actually closes. So you'd be able to, you know, have a nice little blackout and, you know, take a nice
what
little
kind
sleep.
Of, what kind of plane is that?
It's an Airbus, like 250-something series. The reason that the flights are not starting until 2023 is because they're actually making them now. They did a trial run in 2019, and then COVID obviously happened, so they haven't been able to get it. But they actually are doing, they've been doing Perth to London flights, which is the western side of Australia, since 2017.
Wow.
So they're used to that. That's about a 14-hour.
Braxton Payne bringing the info tonight.
Well, it's what's trending. Done. What else is what trending, my friend?
So we have Mother's Day or 8:30 games.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
We should talk about 8:30 games. But yeah, let's get Mother's Day done.
So I just want to let you know, John, this weekend it's not only Mother's Day, but also on Saturday it's National Wife Appreciation Day.
This weekend?
Well, what is that all about?
It's this Sunday is Mother's Day.
This Sunday
and
the
following Sunday.
Yes, and then this Saturday is Wife Appreciation Day.
Talking about the 7th and 8th, or I mean
7th and 8th or whatever, yeah, whatever this weekend is. So George Ann gets a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Wherever she wants, you have to do it. So my question was for you guys is like Mother's Day, like obviously it's a great day. I think we all love our mothers deeply. And
you're sure that's this weekend?
I am positive. Because my wife put it in the calendar. So obviously, it has to be true because Husband Appreciation Day was two
weeks. It doesn't exist.
It was two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, no, let me tell you, it doesn't exist.
I took full advantage of it.
My dad would say that's tax day.
Yeah, right.
No, I was wondering what do you guys do for Mother's Day? Do you guys do like, so we're going to do like the Mother's Day brunch, and I'm going to have my mom and my mother-in-law, and we're just going to cook for them and do all that type of thing. Do you guys go out to dinner?
No, that's
do you
an excellent point. But here's the deal. I'm one of six.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it. I will go see my mother, but I will do something. I'm one of these people, I don't like to send my flowers on Mother's Day. I like to send them like tomorrow.
Flowers.
So that she's thinking about me the whole week leading up to Mother's
flowers.
Day.
Flowers.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Oh, boy. Okay, so so it's this weekend, you say?
It is.
And so it's just Monday. Which means you got Tuesday out there, you got Wednesday, you got Thursday, you got Friday over there. I got 4 days to figure this out.
You can do it.
So that's 24, 48, 72.
I have an idea for Mother's Day for you.
Yes?
Maybe you could give her tickets to the hockey game and you could go together. Let's hope it's not an 8:30 game. What's trending on 8:30 games, Braxton?
So Braxton, before we let you go, so for Wife Appreciation Day and Mother's Day, we're talking about what's trending.
Paying attention to me.
What are the best things a husband could do for his wife who's now a grandma?
So I think what you can do is I like experiences. So yeah. I agree with Michael, you know, doing something's always fun. But I think I always like a good, like, breakfast in bed, and then you can do something that night. You know, breakfast is easy to cook, you know, just a couple eggs, strip of bacon there, and then you just bring it up to her, get her a mimosa maybe, maybe a little Bailey's and coffee, start the day off right, then you guys can take a nice little afternoon nap and then go do something later in the day.
You know, see, he's still young and in love, brother. Not that you're not in love, but I mean, he's still young. He's doing breakfast and mimosas.
I can do breakfast.
And do mimosas?
I can do, you got the orange.
A little afternoon nap and snuggle?
Yeah, a little snuggle.
Okay.
I got to put my CPAP on.
Hey, same. I got one of those, too.
It's kind of a romance killer, but, you know, I'm
Braxton has one, too.
Yeah, I know. I love you, Braxton. All right, you've given me lots to think about.
Can you just give us a second on the 8:30 games?
All right, fine.
Yeah, so I just think it's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, obviously the Blues are playing against the Wild right now.
Nobody that's listening to us now cares about the Blues playing against the Wild.
Exactly, but we're in central time zones. The baseball does this too. The NFL does this too. It's like, I don't understand why the game, I mean, especially with central time zone,
right?
With two teams, it should be no later than 7:30.
And you can't tell me that a bunch of West Coasters are sitting up like, well, they're going to watch sport no matter what time it is, just like we are. Why do we have to do it at 8:30?
We don't.
Because it's going to be midnight before the game's over.
They don't
want to
run two games at the same time. Or they don't want to run three. I mean, that's what it is.
He's Braxton Payne.
Just started earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
He's Braxton Payne. Well, he was speaking some good stuff tonight.
Brax, you brought the goods. Thank you.
We'll be back shortly where we talk about You're on the Clock.
Working on a nightmare. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Just another manic Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Hancock and Kelly late night. So the big complaint about baseball these days is it takes too long, right?
Yeah, and I don't. I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball.
Yeah, ditto.
It doesn't bother me if a game lasts 3.5 hours.
Yeah, pretty much me either.
But I get that younger people are, you know, not.
Well, and it would be a better product if it went a little bit quicker.
Right.
I mean, it is nice when you watch a hockey game, you know, or a soccer game. You kind of know what your commitment is. A baseball game could be an hour and 40 minutes, and it could be hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Who knows what it could be?
Yeah.
So, but one of the things they're trying to do is implement a pitching clock into baseball. And so here's my question about that, because I don't know all the rules behind it, but I don't believe the pitcher is the problem in this part of the game. I believe that the whole weight of the delay of the game is on the batter, and they should not let the batter get out of the box without asking for timeout.
Yeah, what you have is, you know, the batter gets out and they got to adjust their gloves, and now they got two gloves, and you got the elbow pad. They're going to shake on that a little bit, and they're going to kick at the dirt, and they're going to hit their spikes with the bat, and then they get back in. So what they're doing right now in AAA is there's a pitch clock. I want to say it's 19 seconds. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, 18. I thought it was what I read.
Okay, it could be 18. Yeah, you know, I was wrong back in 1979.
Well, you're wrong again tonight.
But the batter also is restricted to how much time they can stay out of the box. So if you're going to have a pitch clock, great. But it's got to be accompanied by how much time the batter can be out of the box.
Yeah,
and that's what they're doing in AAA.
Why let the batter out of the box, period, without asking the umpire for timeout? Just stay in there. It's not like anything's going to happen to you in there.
Yeah,
it's a very safe space.
Take 5 seconds, clear your head. You know, what did I just see?
Well, you can do that with put your head down right there.
You can, but as long as they're not out there for 15, 20 seconds outside of the batter's box, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, the batter can, they want to step out. They got a little ritual routine they want to go through. They just have to do it in 5 seconds and then get back in. And if they're not back in, then the pitcher can pitch.
And what's with those little rituals and routines? I mean, our Cardinals, I love them, But that Harrison Bader, he gets out, he throws the hat back, he puts it on, then he undoes the little Velcro on his, and he tightens them up. Then he steps back in, and he kind of grinds his little spikes into the ground, and then he gets set in that awkward kind of crouching stance. And there's 20 seconds right there.
Yes, but athleticism is about repetition. So when it's, let's say, for example, you're shooting free throws on the free throw line.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, but you've got – so I had, you know, back in the day when I when I led the Pattonville Pirates in free throw shooting percentage.
That's
in 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, were you – what, you hit 1 out of 10 and led the team?
84%.
You were 84% from the free throw line?
That's right.
What was your form? Between the legs? So grandma style?
Yeah, no. So you get up, you get your left toe right there up to the line, and you move it back a millimeter.
Yeah.
And then three bounces with the right hand. Then I would twirl the ball in a backward motion off the ground. It would come back in my hand, two bounces. I would then squat, put my hands in shooting position, come up, and I would then execute the shot into the...
You kind of flicked it off of your fingers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Put a little backspin on it? Yeah. 84% of the time.
84%
of the time. Did you ever participate in a free throw contest?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
But the whole point of that whole exercise, however, is that I had the exact same
routine
every time. And it's true of a baseball player. So a batter gets out of the box. He's going to twirl the bat. He's going to adjust his gloves. He's going to, all of that is about preparing to receive the pitch. So I got no problem with any of that.
I guess I would say have the clock and the rule that they can't leave the box. I have a problem with them stepping out of the box. I think it's crazy. You watch some of the old baseball stuff, they never did that stuff. This is all new. This is all psychologists that are working with these guys now.
Well, yeah.
That are causing that to happen.
It's like Ronnie O'Sullivan. You know, when he approaches...
Okay, for most of you who don't know who that is, he's the number one snooker player in the world.
The greatest player of all time, who just won his 7th world championship today.
Right. And for those of you, you'll all be relieved for the next 2 months, there are no snooker matches in the world. So our discussion of snooker will go down exponentially.
No. But the whole point is Ronnie O'Sullivan, when he approaches the table...
Yeah,
he puts his right foot in, he puts his left foot out, and he shakes it all about.
Yeah, but I think you'd be on. I think you can admit, we do some pretty fine radio together.
Well, on occasion, it rises to the level of mediocrity.
We don't have to come down and grind our feet into the ground and walk out of the room 6 times.
No, I've got a routine.
What is your routine?
Coffee
in the morning?
Sit over here, and I got my little club soda right there.
Yeah.
Take a little sip of that. We're on commercial break.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to grab
You play word games with people on your phone during commercial break.
I take a little sip of the club soda.
Uh-huh.
Then I put my right hand on the on button.
Uh-huh.
And I wait for the final commercial to roll. And then, bam, I hit the on button, and I am on.
Yeah, you don't like to allow the music to play out a little bit because you like to be prepared right there.
Well, yeah, a little bit of music overlap is good because it kind of lets the listener know that the magic is about to happen.
You're in a business right now where there is a pace. There's a clock that's running.
Yes.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
And baseball, not the case.
Yeah. And that's, see, for me, that's the beauty of baseball. It's not, there's no clock running, you're not, you know, it's just a beautiful, it's a pastime. It's a beautiful event. And when you go to the game, so if you're at a hockey game, very hard to have a conversation with the person next to you because the action's nonstop. Boom, boom, boom.
That's why
boom,
I like going to the hockey games.
Yeah, because you don't have to talk.
Yeah, we just sit there and have a cocktail.
But
together.
At a baseball game, you're able to say, you know, what do you think about oil prices?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot, you know, you got the war over there in the Ukraine, there's a strike.
But sometimes it gets a little distracting because you'll have a guy behind you kind of babbling and pretending like he's doing play-by-play.
But it's nice because you can have that kind of conversation, and then boom, something happens.
Right.
There's a high fly ball in the deep left center field. This ball might go. It's gone, home run. And then in between that. So, you know, I think part of the problem is that we're not drilling enough. and we've stopped fracking. There's a foul ball off the left-hand side. And, you know, you can do that at baseball, and there's no other sport like it in that regard, except for soccer.
John, how old are you?
Nobody ever scores.
How old are you?
58.
And you've been driving for how many of those years?
Yeah, it's
that'd be 42?
Something like that. Yeah.
So you did something tonight. After 42 years of driving,
yeah,
people are going to want to hear about it when I tell you after this on KMOX.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Big news coming out of Washington, D.C. is apparently one of the Supreme Court decisions is being leaked. I don't know if it's real yet or not. I don't. This hasn't been confirmed. I can't think of another. Of course, this is related to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
You heard it in the CBS News at the top with Shawn Michael. I guess my question is, I can't think of another time that a Supreme Court decision had been leaked prior to them making their announcement.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the justices in the minority have released.
How would they have access to the statement?
Well, they probably float drafts. I mean, it's probably not the final draft, but they're probably drafts that float around.
But if you're dissenting, you wouldn't have access to that.
Well, I think they're pretty collegial on the Supreme Court, so I would imagine
that may have ended tonight.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, it looks like, and it's not a shock. The Supreme Court is likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. Using the argument that there is no constitutional right to privacy as outlined in that decision from 1973. And, I mean, as a matter of jurisprudence, they're right.
Well, we'll get into that some other time, but that's something to keep an eye on, as it is going to be huge news for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
If there's any truth to what's being reported, it's going to fire up a new and long-standing debate in this country.
Assuming this is the Mississippi case.
That's what they're saying. So, John Hancock, you've been driving. We've established, 42 years of your life?
For a while. I've been driving.
And you live in Chesterfield.
I do.
It is essentially one road from your house to downtown St. Louis.
Get on Highway 40. You take a right turn out of my subdivision.
There you go.
The next left puts you on the highway, and you're heading downtown.
So between your house and downtown was the hospital that your new grandbaby's at.
There we are.
So at 4:30, you go hopping in there. Hey, I'm the grandpa.
Let me take
a peek at you.
The Ballast Road exit.
And now it's time to come down. Turn.
Well, before that, I apparently went in the wrong entrance to the hospital, and I'm trying to find the main entrance, and the road was there. A lot of construction over there.
Yeah.
And so apparently they've closed down, so I had to go back out to Ballas and then down to Conway Road.
That could have happened to anybody.
But
the next part of this conversation I don't think would happen to too many of us, especially who've been living in St. Louis their whole lives.
So we go in
and drive one road to work.
It's an entirely different bank of elevators that we used when my daughter was in the labor delivery area. So
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works.
The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Oh, yeah.
It's Hancock and Kelly Late Night. So the big complaint about baseball these days is it takes too long, right?
Yeah, and I don't... I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball.
Yeah, ditto.
It doesn't bother me if a game lasts 3.5 hours.
Yeah, pretty much me either.
But I get that younger people are, you know, not...
Well, and it would be a better product if it went a little bit quicker.
Right.
I mean, it is nice when you watch a hockey game, you know, or a soccer game, you kind of know what your commitment is. A baseball game could be an hour and 40 minutes, and it could be three hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Who knows what it could be?
Yeah.
So, but one of the things they're trying to do is implement a pitching clock into baseball. And so here's my question about that, because I don't know all the rules behind it, but I don't believe the pitcher is the problem in this part of the game. I believe that the whole weight of the delay of the game is on the batter. And they should not let the batter get out of the box without asking for timeout.
Yeah. What you have is, you know, the batter gets out and they got to adjust their gloves. And now they got two gloves. And you got the elbow pad. They're going to shake on that a little bit. And they're going to kick at the dirt. And they're going to hit their spikes with the bat. And then they get back in. So what they're doing right now in AAA is there's a pitch clock. I want to say it's 19 seconds. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, 18. I thought it was what I read.
Okay, it could be 18. You know, I was wrong back in 1979.
Well, you're wrong again tonight.
But the batter also is restricted to how much time they can stay out of the box. So if you're going to have a pitch clock, great. But it's got to be accompanied by how much time the batter can be out of the box.
Yeah,
and that's what they're doing in AAA.
Why let the batter out of the box, period, without asking the umpire for timeout? Just stay in there. It's not like anything's going to happen to you in there.
Yeah,
it's a very safe space.
Take 5 seconds, clear your head. You know, what did I just see?
Well, you can do that with put your head down right there.
You can, but as long as they're not out there for 15, 20 seconds outside of the batter's box, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, the batter can, they want to step out. They got a little ritual routine they want to go through. They just have to do it in 5 seconds and then get back in. And if they're not back in, then the pitcher can pitch.
And what's with those little rituals and routines? I mean, our Cardinals, I love them. But that Harrison Bader, he gets out, he throws the hat back, he puts it on, then he undoes the little Velcro on his, and he tightens them up. Then he steps back in, and he kind of grinds his little spikes into the ground, and then he gets set in that awkward kind of crouching stance. And there's 20 seconds right there.
Yes, but athleticism is about repetition. So when it's, let's say, for example, you're shooting free throws on the free throw line.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, but you've got, so I had, you know, back in the day when I when I led the Pattonville Pirates in free throw shooting percentage.
That's
in 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, were you, what, you hit 1 out of 10 and led the team?
84%.
You were 84% from the free throw line?
That's right.
What was your form? Between the legs? So grandma style?
Yeah, no. So you get up, you get your left toe right there up to the line, and you move it back a millimeter.
Yeah.
And then 3 bounces with the right hand. Then I would twirl the ball in a backward motion off the ground. It would come back in my hand, two bounces. I would then squat, put my hands in shooting position, come up, and I would then execute the shot into the...
You kind of flicked it off of your fingers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put a little backspin on it?
Yeah.
84% of the time.
84%
Did you ever participate in a free throw contest?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
But the whole point of that whole exercise, however, is that I had the exact same
routine
every time. And it's true of a baseball player. So a batter gets out of the box. He's going to twirl the bat. He's going to adjust his gloves. All of that is about preparing to receive the pitch. So I got no problem with any of that.
I guess I would say have the clock and the rule that they can't leave the box. I have a problem with them stepping out of the box. I think it's crazy. When you watch some of the old baseball stuff, they never did that stuff. This is all new. This is all psychologists that are working with these guys now.
Well, yeah.
That are causing that to happen.
It's like Ronnie O'Sullivan. When he approaches...
Okay, most of you who don't know who that is, he's the number one snooker player in the world.
The greatest player of all time, who just won his 7th world championship today.
Right. And for those of you, you'll all be relieved for the next 2 months, there are no snooker matches in the world. So our discussion of snooker will go down exponentially.
No. But the whole point is Ronnie O'Sullivan, when he approaches the table...
Yeah,
he puts his right foot in, he puts his left foot out, and he shakes it all about.
Yeah, but I think you'd be on. I think you can admit, we do some pretty fine radio together.
Well, on occasion, it rises to the level of mediocrity.
We don't have to come down and grind our feet into the ground and walk out of the room 6 times.
No, I've got a routine.
What is your routine?
Coffee
in the morning?
Sit over here, and I got my little club soda right there.
Yeah.
Take a little sip of that. We're on commercial break.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to grab my...
You play word games with people on your phone during commercial break.
I take a little sip of the club soda.
Uh-huh.
Then I put my right hand on the on button.
Uh-huh.
And I wait for the final commercial to roll. And then, bam, I hit the on button, and I am on.
Yeah, you don't like to allow the music to play out a little bit because you like to be prepared right there.
Well, yeah, a little bit of music overlap is good because it kind of lets the listener know that the magic is about to happen.
In a business right now where there is a pace. There's a clock that's running.
Yes.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
And baseball, not the case.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of baseball. It's not, there's no clock running, you're not... You know, it's just a beautiful. It's a pastime. It's a beautiful event, and when you go to the game, if you're at a hockey game, very hard to have a conversation with the person next to you because the action's nonstop. Boom, boom, boom.
That's why
boom,
I like going to the hockey games.
Yeah, because you don't have to talk.
Yeah, we just sit there and have a cocktail.
But
together.
At a baseball game, you're able to say, what do you think about oil prices?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's a lot, you got the war over there in the Ukraine, there's a strike.
But sometimes it gets a little distracting because you'll have a guy behind you kind of babbling and pretending like he's doing play-by-play.
But it's nice because you can have that kind of conversation, and then boom, something happens.
Right.
There's a high fly ball in the deep left center field. This ball might go. It's gone, home run. So, I think part of the problem is that we're not drilling enough. and we've stopped fracking. There's a foul ball off the left-hand side. And, you can do that at baseball, and there's no other sport like it in that regard, except for soccer.
John, how old are you?
Nobody ever scores.
How old are you?
58.
And you've been driving for how many of those years?
Yeah, let's see.
That'd be 42?
Something like that. Yeah.
So you did something tonight. After 42 years of driving,
yeah.
People are going to want to hear about it when I tell you after this on KMOX.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Big news coming out of Washington, D.C. is apparently one of the Supreme Court decisions is being leaked. I don't know if it's real yet or not. I don't know. This hasn't been confirmed. I can't think of another. Of course, this is related to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
You heard it in the CBS News at the top with Shawn Michael. I guess my question is, I can't think of another time that a Supreme Court decision had been leaked prior to them making their announcement.
Yeah. I mean, clearly the justices in the minority have released.
How would they have access to the statement?
Well,
that Alito
they probably
put together.
Float drafts. I mean, it's probably not the final draft, but they're probably drafts that float around.
But if you're
justices.
Dissenting, you wouldn't have access to that.
Well, I think they're pretty collegial on the Supreme Court, so I would imagine
that may have ended tonight.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, it looks like, and it's not a shock. The Supreme Court is likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. Using the argument that there is no constitutional right to privacy as outlined in that decision from 1973. And, I mean, as a matter of jurisprudence, they're right.
Well, we'll get into that some other time, but that's something to keep an eye on, as it is going to be huge news for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
If there's any truth to what's being reported, it's going to fire up a new and long-standing debate in this country.
Assuming this is the Mississippi case.
That's what they're saying. So, John Hancock, you've been driving. We've established, 42 years of your life?
For a while. I've been driving.
And you live in Chesterfield.
I do.
It is essentially one road from your house to downtown St. Louis.
Get on Highway 40. You take a right turn out of my subdivision.
There you go.
The next left puts you on the highway, and you're heading downtown.
So between your house and downtown was the hospital that your new grandbaby's at.
There we are.
So at 4:30, you go hopping in there. Hey, I'm the grandpa.
Let me take
a peek at you.
The Ballast Road exit.
And now it's time to come down.
Turn. Well, before that, I apparently went in the wrong entrance to the hospital, and I'm trying to find the main entrance, and the road was there. A lot of construction over there.
Yeah.
And so apparently they've closed down, so I had to go back out to Ballast and then down to Conway Road. And then
that could have happened to anybody.
The
next part of this conversation I don't think would happen to too many of us, especially who've been living in St. Louis their whole lives.
So we go in
and drive
there,
one road to work.
It's an entirely different bank of elevators that we used when my daughter was in the labor delivery area. So, found the elevators. We get up there. They're not ready for us to come in yet. So, go down to the thing and get some coffee and got to navigate your way through those hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. Found the elevator, got back up and
held the baby.
Found the room on the second try. And then we get into the room, and there's baby Tula.
That's right.
And they place her in my little arm there, and the little head's in my crick of my elbow.
You got your pillow underneath your arm.
Yes, and she's looking at me with those brown eyes, and she's talking. And totally into me.
Right.
And
who can blame her?
Yeah, gorgeous skin. She just, you know.
We have our time with the young grandbaby.
Yes, it was amazing.
So now we're exiting. We have to leave, unfortunately.
I got to go to Michael's place.
But now you're coming down to Michael's place, which is on your way to work.
Yeah.
And what happens?
So you're on Ballast there, and then, whenever I'm on Ballast, you get on the highway, there's a, left-hand turn. And so I get on the highway to go to your office downtown, and I realize that 270 is the next exit.
This is a grown man. This is a person who's empowered with a lot of important things for people.
So now I've got to figure out, I realized I'm going the wrong way. Which is not good. So there must be a mechanism then, if you're going the wrong way, there must be a mechanism
to
go the right way. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I did was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
I got off on 270.
Right.
Heading north.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Ladue Road.
Yep.
And I got on Ladue Road. I went down there and zoop, zap, zoop. I get back and I get on the highway going east.
There you go.
And I'm heading downtown.
So you need to be using your GPS. But when I suggested this to you, you said to me, Kelly, didn't you read what happened to the lady with GPS?
Oh, so she's reading the GPS, and it's taking her over here, and then you make a left there and whatever, blah, 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 and then you turn right, and you go, She drove down a staircase. Yeah. I'm telling you.
She killed somebody?
You can't know. And she lived to tell about it. Car's not so good. You got to watch this GPS stuff, because I was navigating my way through downtown. Imagine me. So Got Junior moved into his apartment.
Yeah.
I'm at the hotel.
Oh, no.
3 blocks away.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't need no stinking GPS.
No. You have no clue where you're going.
I get on the... It's 3 blocks away.
You got lost.
I get on what I thought the road was. Apparently not the road. So I'm driving around, and everybody, it's Saturday night, and everybody's honking at me, you know. So I get my phone, and I got the address of the hotel. I pull it up, and it says walking, you know, 650 feet. I'm thinking, okay, I'm close. So, but the walking thing and the driving thing don't work, and so I get honk, everybody's mad at me. You know, and I'm trying to get in the left-hand turn lane, and then, you know, people are coming, and then I'm supposed to be out in the middle of the lane so I can turn left, and everybody's honking.
Do you know, PJ, they have GPSs now that you can get, like, in Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg will talk to you, be like, hey, dog, get up there and make a left. Can you imagine John Hancock being the voice for the GPS? Can't you hear him now? See, you got your right turns over here, and you got your left turns over there.
So,
and what you're thinking about is your next right turn after your left turn.
I finally find the hotel.
Yeah,
it's in downtown Chicago. It's a Residence Inn by Marriott, and they've got a little curve out on the street where you pull your car.
Right,
it's full.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, I got to circle the block.
Yeah.
So I circle the block. I get lost again.
Yeah.
It was, I finally found it. I got home. I'm here.
It's Hancock and Kelly late night. We thank you so much for sticking around with us. We'll be back here on Friday morning at 8:30 where we sit in for Amy and Charlie. You can always see us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2.
You can.
We want to thank Matt Pajeski, otherwise known as PJ.
PJ's the best. I think we all agree.
LGB.
What?
Let's
go
lose.
Yeah, I thought you were doing that liberal stuff again. All right. Best of Glover next.
Thanks.
One for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Big news coming out of Washington, D.C. is apparently one of the Supreme Court decisions is being leaked. I don't know if it's real yet or not. I don't. This hasn't been confirmed. I can't think of another. Of course, this is related to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
You heard it in the CBS News at the top with Shawn Michael. I guess my question is, I can't think of another time that a Supreme Court decision had been leaked prior to them making their announcement.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the justices in the minority have released.
How would they have access to the statement?
Well,
that Alito
they probably
put together?
Float drafts. I mean, it's probably not the final draft, but they're probably drafts that float around.
But if you're
justices.
Dissenting, you wouldn't have access to that.
Well, I think they're pretty collegial on the Supreme Court, so I would imagine
that may have ended tonight.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, it looks like, and it's not a shock. The Supreme Court is likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. Using the argument that there is no constitutional right to privacy as outlined in that decision from 1973. And, I mean, as a matter of jurisprudence, they're right.
Well, we'll get into that some other time, but that's something to keep an eye on as it is going to be huge news for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
If there's any truth to what's being reported, it's going to fire up a new and long-standing debate in this country.
Assuming this is the Mississippi case.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. So, John Hancock, you've been driving. We've established, 42 years of your life?
For a while. I've been driving.
And you live in Chesterfield.
I do.
It is essentially one road from your house to downtown St. Louis.
Get on Highway 40. You take a right turn out of my subdivision.
There you go.
The next left puts you on the highway, and you're heading downtown.
So between your house and downtown was the hospital that your new grandbaby's at.
There we are.
So at 4:30, you go hopping in there. Hey, I'm the grandpa.
I'm on the
Let
highway.
Me
get off of the
take a peek at you.
The Ballast Road exit.
And now it's time
take
to come down.
Turn. Well, before that, I apparently went in the wrong entrance to the hospital, and I'm trying to find the main entrance, and the road was, there's a lot of construction over there.
Yeah.
And so Apparently, they've closed down. So I had to go back out to Ballas and then down to Conway Road. And then
that could have happened to anybody.
Could have happened to anybody.
The next part of this conversation, I don't think would happen to too many of us, especially who've been living in St. Louis their whole lives.
So we go in
and drive
there,
one road to work.
It's an entirely different bank of elevators that we used when my daughter was in the labor delivery area. So, found the elevators. We get up there. They're not ready for us to come in yet. So, go down to the thing and get some coffee and got to navigate your way through those hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. Found the elevator, got back up and
held the baby.
Found the room on the second try. And then we get into the room and there's baby Tula.
That's right.
And they place her in my little arm there and the little head's in my crick of my elbow.
You got your pillow underneath your arm.
Yes, and she's looking at me with those brown eyes and she's talking. And totally into me.
Right.
And
who can blame her?
Yeah, gorgeous skin. I mean, she just, you know.
So we have our time with the young grandbaby.
Yes, it was amazing.
So now we're exiting. We have to leave, unfortunately.
I got to go to Michael's place.
But now you're coming down to Michael's place, which is on your way to work.
Yeah.
And what happens?
So you're on Ballas there, and then, you know, whenever I'm on Ballas, you get on the highway, there's a, you know, left-hand turn. And so I get on the highway to go to your office downtown, and I realize that 270 is the next exit.
He went the wrong way. This is a grown man. This is a person who's empowered with lot of important things for very important people.
So now I've got to figure out, okay, I'm going. I did figure out. I realized I'm going the wrong way. Which is not good. So there must be a mechanism then, if you're going the wrong way, there must be a mechanism
to
go the right way. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I did was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
I got off on 270.
Right.
Heading north.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Ladue Road.
Yep.
And I got on Ladue Road. I went down there and zoop, zap, zoop. I get back and I get on the highway going east.
There you go.
And I'm heading downtown.
So you need to be using your GPS. But when I suggested this to you, you said to me, Kelly, didn't you read what happened to the lady with GPS?
Oh, so she's reading the GPS, and it's taking her over here, and then you make a left there and whatever, blah, 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 and then you turn right, and you go, you know. She drove down a staircase. Yeah. I'm telling you.
She killed somebody?
You can't, no. And she lived to tell about it. Car's not so good. You got to watch this GPS stuff because I was navigating my way through downtown. Imagine me. So, got Junior moved into his apartment.
Yeah.
I'm at the hotel.
No.
3 blocks away.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't need no stinking GPS.
No. You have no clue where you're going.
I get on. It's 3 blocks away.
He got lost.
I get on what I thought the road was. Apparently not the road. So I'm driving around, and everybody, it's Saturday night, and everybody's honking at me, you know. So I get my phone, and I got the address of the hotel. I pull it up, and it says walking, you know, 650 feet. I'm thinking, okay, I'm close. So, but the walking thing and the driving thing don't work, and so I get honk, everybody's mad at me. You know, and I'm trying to get in the left-hand turn lane, and then, you know, people are coming, and then I'm supposed to be out in the middle of the lane so I can turn left, and everybody's honking.
Do you know, PJ, they have GPSs now that you can get, like, in Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg will talk to you, be like, hey, dog, get up there and make a left. Can you imagine John Hancock being the voice for the GPS? Can't you hear him now? See, you got your right turns over here, and you got your left turns over there.
So,
and what you're thinking about is your next right turn after your left turn.
I finally find the hotel.
Yeah,
it's in downtown Chicago. It's a Residence Inn by Marriott, and they've got a little curve out on the street where you pull your car.
Right,
it's full.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, I got to circle the block.
Yeah.
So I circle the block. I get lost again.
Yeah.
It was. I finally found it. I got home. I'm here.
It's Hancock and Kelly late night. We thank you so much for sticking around with us. We'll be back here on Friday morning at 8:30 where we sit in for Amy and Charlie. You can always see us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2.
You can.
We want to thank Matt Pajeski, otherwise known as PJ.
PJ's the best. I think we all agree.
LGB.
What?
Let's go blue.
Yeah, I thought you were doing that liberal stuff again. All right. Best of Glover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.